loose. What a win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
What a win!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it. What about an education?
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Dollar, dollar.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly.
Dollar, dollar.
I'm yeah. Second Half Chaz. I'm joined with Sloppy, who's going to call us from Ontario. I think he's at that L.A. Kiss game. They got that game tonight. Remember, we were talking about the L.A. Kiss?
Okay, beautiful.
There's a line on that. We're going to be covering a lot of stuff. I got Steve on the board helping out. Johnny D's in-house.
Hey, man, it's great to be here. It's Final Four Saturday. It's been the best NCAA tournament ever. Nova destroyed Miami. Oklahoma shut down Oregon last week. Cinderella, Syracuse, they were down by 16. They came back to beat Virginia. The Tar Heels had a pretty easy time with Notre Dame. But, yeah, it's Final Four Saturday, and Major League Baseball starts tomorrow. And I got a lot of stuff on my mind.
Yeah, morning, Tommy. Tommy's here, too.
Yankees going for number 28 starting Monday.
28, baby. When's the last time? When did they get 27?
2011.
It's been a few years. It's been a few years. And, of course, I am back from the garage. Appreciate Johnny taking the reins last week.
Hey, I just want to say thank you. It was a lot of fun. It was so easy for me to host the show. I just threw up alley-oops to Tommy and Sloppy for dunks, and it was an easy hour.
And as of right now, I think the letters from the FTC are just going to be – they're just warning letters. They're nothing
so
serious. Yeah. Plus, I have a brother that's an attorney, so – if you're listening, we'll forward you that. We'll see what happens. You know, worst case scenario, you know what? You don't have to discriminate against yourself, right? You can plead what? The fourth? The fifth?
The Fifth Amendment. Fifth,
there you
correct.
Go.
And I keep getting calls from D'Angelo Russell, too. So.
All right, and we are once again live now. We are live from the WatchEveryGame.com studios. Last night at the Second Half Chaz house, it was a non-sports evening, which after what, you know, I put Vicky through last weekend, it was okay for us to watch a few movies. So get to that watcheverygame.com. Use the promo code, pick up $50 savings. The movies are great, but of course, with baseball coming up, you don't have to have the Yankee ticket. You don't have to have the Red Sox ticket. You don't have to have anybody's ticket. You got the watcheverygame.com box. We're going to have it all covered for the next 60 minutes. We are going to cover a lot of things, and I don't want to break it to you guys, but according to Vegas, we're going to have a Democrat in the office, and it's going to be a Clinton. So it's going to be a very depressing summer for me. We have 4 weeks left, guys. There are four shows left till we take our summer break. Summer break was a little earlier than it was last year, and I am tired, so I'm looking forward to it. It'll coincide with the Kentucky Derby, so that'll be nice. I've got my reservations at the Hilton Del Mar for a couple days of horse racing. Let's go out to Hector. Hector, what are you thinking?
Hey, good morning, Chaz. Glad to have you back. I missed you last week, and I told you never to mix Coronas with tequila, man. What's up?
It's crazy, man.
Hey, I was going to talk about Oklahoma versus Oregon today. Pretty much, I'm convinced on Oklahoma. I think this is their year. Pretty much, you know, they dominated against Oregon. Oregon was never really in it last week. They shut down the Oregon athleticism and the rebounding, and I'm sold on Oregon. I don't know how Villanova can be favored on this. I think they're 2.5, so I'm going with Oklahoma. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I saw that line. I don't know. Hector, what do you think? Why is Villanova giving up points?
I think I don't think everybody is convinced when they saw Oklahoma beat Duke. I don't think people were thinking that, okay, they beat Duke, but Duke isn't that strong this year. And I think a lot of people were saying that Oregon wasn't, you know, they had a good record, but the Pac-12 was pretty, you know, weak this year too. So I don't think everybody was convinced on Oklahoma's, you know, competition so far. But I see them dominating this game. What do you guys think?
Well, you know, the one thing that jumps out at me is with the Jacksonville Sharks going from the East Coast to the West Coast to face those Los Angeles Kings. I don't know if giving 7 points is the right thing, but we'll get to that in the next segment. Johnny, what do you think about Oklahoma?
Just want to say it's been the best tournament ever. I've loved so many games and just enjoyed the hell out of this. And here we are down to the Final Four. The Sooners didn't have much trouble with the number one seed Oregon Ducks. Sloppy called it on the show last week. He said the Pac-12 might be a little soft, and it looked that way in that game. Sorry to say, I thought Oregon would play much better. College basketball, probably the best player, Buddy Hield, dropped 37 on Oregon. He's averaging 25 points a game through the tournament.
Johnny, I was there.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
Yeah.
It didn't matter where I sat in the two seats, and it didn't matter where he shot from. Hey, we're all going in the hole. It was amazing. It was phenomenal. There was no other way to describe
it. I'm sure it's something you'll never forget. I watched it at home. I still have the DVR, too. One thing Oklahoma did was a great job in shutting down Oregon's three-point shots. Oregon made 4 out of 21 three-pointers. But over to Villanova real fast. You know, they're 33-5 on the season. They got by Miami and the Kansas Jayhawks. Nova's won 4 in a row straight up and against the spread. They have a bunch of guys that can score in double digits, get it done. They're great from the free throw line. Last week they hit 18 out of 19. They forced the Jayhawks into 16 turnovers. I think you know where I'm going with this. And Nova D ranks 15th in the country in points allowed. They're a much better road team. I like Jay Wright and Villanova, 33-5, to keep dancing on into Monday night. That's my pick. I like Nova.
Hey, Tommy, last week I sat there in the hotel room listening to the show on the phone and sitting on the laptop putting in parlays as you guys were talking. I had a pretty good week.
You took Oklahoma, I'm hoping.
Here's the only problem is, because I was under the weather and we spent an extra day, I had a 22-year-old son that learned the whole concept of I'm charging it to the room. So all my winnings went from Costa Rica to the Hilton. It was really a basic slide. I kind of broke even for the weekend. But if you're going to break even, there's nothing bad about having a big folio paid, you know?
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, Hector. What do you think, Tommy?
I like Oklahoma. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why the points? Because people like Johnny are thinking that way?
I guess it's the East Coast bias. That's the only thing I can say. You know, I thought at the beginning of the tournament that they were going to be right there. I thought they were going to, you know, be in the Final Four and pick them as well. It's the only team from my bracket that made the Final Four. And I just think they're a better team. I think it's their year, and it's time for the Sooners. And as much as I don't like the Sooners, I'm not a huge Sooner guy, but I just respect the hell out of that team, and I think they're gonna pull it out.
You know what? I don't care what your defense
is. Take them on the money line.
I don't care what your defense is. You're gonna have to start covering that guy from half court because you saw some of those threes he was putting
in. Beautiful.
They were way deep. They were way deep. Hey, I got to give a shout out because one of the parlays I hit last week was compliments of Wes. Now Wes said he can't call in, but he gave me two games and they were both dogs because one game was an underdog and one game was Chicago given 1.5. And he talked about the open net goal, and that's what, you know, you hope to have. Well, the first score I see, and I think it was the St. Louis game, they were underdogs, was 3-0, they're winning. Now, as you know, Tommy, hockey is usually a one-goal game, and a 3-0 score, it's really difficult to lose, but it sure is great to watch. And then Chicago is winning 2-1, and I'm giving 1.5 with like 50 seconds left in the game. And they get not one, but two open net goals back-to-back.
Nice.
Final score 4-1. Look good. So he says he can't call in today, but he loves L.A. over Dallas this afternoon. Now, is it L.A.? No, that's the Kings, not the Kiss, right?
Kings.
Why do I keep going back to this Kiss? I think I'm going to have to take the Kiss on the money line. It's I don't know if they have a money line in arena football. And he says he likes them, the Kings, over Dallas, give the goal and a half. And tomorrow he has a Blackhawks Bruins game over 5, so I want to get that out because he gave us winners last week, two of them, and it was a nice. It was 27 paid 120, so 6-1, something like that. And Jim from San Diego, he likes Johnny's team. He says he likes the favorites in both games today. So, speaking of both games today, let's get back to that's the early game, the Oklahoma game.
Yeah, it's the first game.
Yeah, so let's look at what we're covering here on the board. I got there's only one NBA game, but it does involve the Pacers. So maybe when Mo calls later, we'll talk about that. We've got both the first half and game lines. And Tommy, you said on the money line, Oklahoma would be
+125.
+125. That's all day long, right?
And there's one line, maybe just real fast, you guys. I couldn't find the odds on this big fight. It's the Batman versus Superman. I guess Batman's got to be a slight favorite.
You know what? I bet Batman is betting that game. Right? Did he lose his wife over betting?
Anyway, that just blows my mind that Hollywood needed to make that movie, you know. But what the hell?
From what I've seen, though, it's done okay for itself, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, they took him like $400 million to make it or something. All right, so let's see what we got here. Like I said, we got some arena football. We've got some MLB futures. We've got two prep races. Now, that was a really special thing. When my phone popped up with an alert and it told me that I had an extra $467 in my account last week, and I had no idea because no games had ended, and it was
Louisiana Derby.
Ziggy gave me the winner, and I threw it in with the two Tom horses. And Mo Tom, I guess, had a terrible trip and ran fourth. Otherwise, I would have hit the try. That would have been a nice try with a 30-1 in the middle. What else we got? We got two horse races. We got, again, I'm scared for this country when I'm looking at Democrats -280, Tom.
I'm not scared.
-280.
That's the way I want it to roll.
Oh, man, that's brutal. That is brutal.
Feel the burn.
Oh, my goodness gracious. And then I've got some props. I got the NCAA props. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 sheets of NCAA props, so we'll go over some of those. Just another great weekend of sports betting. But remember, we got 4 more shows till our summer break, so you want to get them in, get your opinions on the air. Remember how it works. It starts with opinions, then only after the games can they become winners. So get them on the air with your opinions. Give us a call. Number is 858-202-0034, Sports Betting Weekly.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a Denver Broncos fan or a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide Nation. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a Baltimore Ravens backer. Know a member of the Ole Miss Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who is a New England Patriots fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, we're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6betsagame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6betsagame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6betsagame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6betsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movie.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
Looks like we're a two-box family.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner, 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. We've got Johnny D in the house.
Right here with you, my friend.
Tommy's hanging around.
Hey-o.
And unless you want to pay the man to watch your favorite baseball team, just go to watcheverygame.com. It's basic cable and watcheverygame.com. A promo code MOVIE saves you $50 and you get free shipping, so nothing wrong with that. We are back with the public, and we're not going to hesitate because Joe from Connecticut's on the line, and I know that we've got a couple, not one, but a couple Triple Crown prep races today. We've got, let's see, it is April 2nd. We got the Florida Derby from Gulfstream. It's a mile and an eighth, and we got the Spiral from Turfway Park. It's a mile and an eighth, and then after that, next week, there's three, the Wood, the Blue, and the Sanity, and that's about it, right, Tommy? Those are the
that's
best.
That's it.
Horses.
Those are the last three. There's the Derby prep. There's
the Arkansas Derby and the Lexington are the week after that, and then I think there's that one, what's there, one race at
at Churchill the week before.
Right, yeah, it's a sprint or
yeah,
something.
Kentucky Derby prep race,
But it's kind of tough. So, Joe from Connecticut, what are you thinking, buddy?
Yeah, I think I'm hoping Turfway paid the light bill. Last night, the lights went out. I had to sit there and wait about 30 minutes. They didn't pay the electric bill. I guess I took a bad day to not pay it.
Well, let's look at the card. The first race, guys, a $5,100 claiming race. Again, Sports Betting Weekly down the stretch. We could own a horse at $5,100. There's no doubt about it. $7,000, $6,000. You ain't going to pay a lot of light bills with those races. Then it goes to 1922, 1920, and then in race 8, the Rushaway Stakes is $100,000. The Bourbonette Oaks is $100,000, and then race 10, the Horseshoe Casino Cincinnati Spiral Stakes is $500,000. And then over at the Gulfstream, they got a little different, a little set of numbers next to their races. 50, 40, 48, 60, 150, 60, 250, 200, 60, 100, 200, 300, 200, and the Express Bet Florida Derby $1 million. Race 14. So we got a couple. Joe, what are you thinking?
Yeah, they both got some nice cards. You know, the Florida Derby is really interesting to me. I think, Nyquist is an all-world animal. You know, I'm curious why he's shipping out of California. I don't understand Doug O'Neill's logic there. That's okay. He's running against Mohaman, two undefeated mahimits out there. I think they're both going to be tough to beat. You want to make some money in the race? Dale Roman's, I think the 7 horse, Take It to the Edge, won his maiden race with an extremely impressive buyer at 7 furlongs. I think he's going to be on the lead in that speed favoring track. You know, I can't sit here and tell you I think you're going to beat Nyquist or Mohaman. But, you know, maybe a couple $5 exactives with Mohaman and Nyquist on top of Take It to the Edge, you might catch yourself a nice $70, $80 exacta that you have a few times. And that's probably what I'll do in the race. I like Take It to the Edge, but I don't think he's good enough to beat Nyquist or Mohaman.
Well, with those horses, one thing about it, if you have just one of them in the race, then you got a 3-5. But with two of them, you know, you might get 8-5. You might get 2-1 on one of them. So it helps a little bit. And, you know, last week I had that $30 horse in the middle, and that helps a lot.
Yeah, you know, you can get lucky with these exotics. Not all the time does the win betting odds correlate to what the exotic odds are. So it's interesting to look at the wheel pace and see where, you know, there's that arbitrage opportunity in the middle there.
Now, from the very beginning, Joe, we had Mo Tom as a no-brainer hunch bet for this crew between Tom and Mo. So what happened? You said the jockey got yanked, huh?
Yeah, so Lannery was riding for Amos. Amos trains Mo Tom. He took a really interesting trip on the horse, and he ducked to the inside trying to make up some ground, and the horses that were inside never came off the railing. He got off in trouble. He checked, blah, blah, blah. And Amos ended up screaming at Lannery after the race, I guess. Took Lannery off his mount afterwards. But I guess they made up because Lannery's keeping the mount, which surprises me. But, you know, he's a horse with a ton of potential. And, you know, honestly, if you like the horse, he might see, you know, he hasn't got a clean trip in his last two races. Maybe you get a nice little price on him in the Derby, and he surprises some people.
So he won't run again, right?
No, that was the Louisiana Derby. He should be going straight to the Kentucky Derby. I'm not sure what his point situation is. I know that.
I'm just
going to
ask that. I wonder if he has enough points. He's only won the one big race.
But he's been in the money because he came. They get points for fourth, I think, right? And he was like you said, the second to last race. My God, it was a horrible run, and then he came flying.
Yeah, he had a similar experience here. I mean, you know, it was a tough ride by Lannery. He's usually a good rider. You know, everybody has a bad day, and it looked like he had a bad race. But, you know, he keeps them out, and, you know, hey, you're going to get a nice price on him if he shows up in one of the Triple Crown races.
Yeah, no, you know what? As long as he's running, we're going to, you know, we normally have a little situation where Johnny picks a horse, Tommy picks a horse, I pick a horse, and then we have two horses on the consensus.
We have a five-horse tribe.
I'm telling you right now, if one of those five horses, if he's running Derby Day, we will have him because the bottom line is the distance shouldn't be an issue. It's just a matter of when's he start running.
Yeah, you know, he's in a very interesting horse, and, you know, Derby Day, anything can happen. We've seen tremendous horses win. We've seen tremendous horses not show up. So it's a trip race, and you can make yourself a nice – you could probably buy a horse the next day on the card with your winning.
There you go, no doubt about it. Well, you know what? I'm coming off of one of my – I've had some very, very special moments thanks to Sports Betting Weekly, and I'm very thankful for the public for helping out. But last year, coming for home, I had the Kentucky Derby trifecta no matter what happened because the fourth horse was nowhere to be found, and it was probably 90 seconds – of pure ecstasy. And I didn't even care who won because I'm hitting the trifecta. And it was really special. It was my first Derby trifecta in a long, long time. And we cashed last year. Nice, remember?
Yep.
We had thousands of dollars in tickets. It was nice.
Oh, yeah. It feels tremendous when you cash that ticket. You get the fist pump in there.
No doubt.
And then you got to check the ticket 13, 14 times to make sure you made the right bet.
Yeah, well, of course, you know, with us, because we tend to have a quarter inch to a half inch high stack of
I had 200
tickets
on the winner.
Hey, I'll never forget when I had the Real Quiet at 50-1, but I had him in my account, not at the racetrack, and I just hit the 50-1 Derby, and I had to borrow $5 for a bear. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you. Hey, guys, Oklahoma today on the court.
There you go.
You got it.
Money line. All right, speaking of money line, let's go out to Vasco. He's not afraid to throw. Tom for Virginia.
Tommy, you there?
Are you okay?
There you go.
Hey, what's up, Tommy?
The reception's bad. It's pouring down rain out here in Virginia right now. Let's talk some March Madness.
Is your corn cob pipe getting wet?
I'm not sure. I just hope I don't make one of those Walmart commercials.
Just do me a favor. Make sure that the fire doesn't go out under the still.
Listen, I had Villanova on the money line last week, but overall my picks were 50-50 mediocre. But I'm going to, you know, I'm thinking about taking Syracuse +9.5. And I'll tell you my reason why. I'm still recovering from the Virginia loss. And anyone knows that if Virginia has a 7-9 point lead on somebody midway through the second half, it's almost impossible for them to come back.
I think it was 16.
And Syracuse did it. And for that reason alone, you know, they got something going on right now. It's in their blood with Boeheim. I think North Carolina probably is going to win the game, but I'm not going to be shy. I'm going to pounce on the 9.5 today.
That's a lot of points, Tom.
So... yeah, I'm still in shock about them coming back from Virginia. If they can do that, I think they can at least try to keep it close tonight.
Well, you know what? A few years back, every week, and it was this is before our show, and I was on the Mo show, and every week I kept taking Connecticut, and every week people said, well, they can't win. I said, well, they won last week, and they were getting points. And every game they were getting points, every game. So you know what? I have no problem hopping on a team that's covering. But that North Carolina team, you know, they kind of played with Notre Dame. They really did.
Yeah, they did. But this is just a hunch. I mean, honestly, I didn't hear what y'all said earlier about the game, but I feel comfortable with the 9.5. The Villanova game could go either way. I've been like seesawing on that one, so I'll probably make my decision on that one right before.
Now, what are they? They're a 6 o'clock start.
6:05.
Yes, for the first game, right?
Yes, yeah. Correct.
And then don't forget, at about the same time, the Jacksonville Starks are traveling out here to the Honda Center to play the L.A. Kiss in Arena Football. The over-under, a paltry 99. I'm thinking they could throw up a C-note worth of points.
Yeah, those arena games are pretty fun.
I've been to a few, and it really is. It's kind of like football and pinball all in the same game.
And video games.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think I've ever lost on that over yet.
No doubt about it. All right, Tom, good luck today. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, look forward to talking to you.
All right, we got a minute, Johnny, quick.
Yeah, I'll do this fast. There is another game today, huh? Syracuse and the Tar Heels. Tar Heels playing the best basketball in the tournament. They're 32-6 in the season, 17-5 on the road. They have easy double-digit wins over Providence, Florida Gulf Coast, Indiana, the Fighting Irish. Bryce Johnson's a monster with 3 triple-doubles in his last few games. Over to Syracuse, you know, I was watching the show when they picked the teams, and the CBS analyst was shocked that they're even there. Anyway, Syracuse had a couple of big comebacks. They were down 16 to Virginia in the second half. They did the same thing to Gonzaga, too. That actually ripped cash out of my wallet with that comeback. But anyway, North Carolina's ranked in the top 20 in a bunch of offensive categories except three-point shots. Playing the game in a football stadium throws depth perception off. For that reason, I really like the under 147 in this game, plus Tar Heels first half.
Tommy.
I like Carolina. I like Carolina first half minus 5.5.
All right, so when we come back, we got Marvin from Las Vegas at Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner, 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. This is where the public gives us their opinions, and it's as many opinions on as many games as an hour can handle. I am second half Chaz. We got Johnny D in house.
Oh, yeah. Great to be here on Final Four Saturday.
And Tommy's with us.
Let's win some cash.
Let's recap what we got going so far. Hector likes OU. Johnny likes Villanova. Tommy thinks the OU line is wrong. And, you know, sometimes that's really what it is, guys. It's, you know, trying to find the line you think is wrong. Wes, who cashed big time last week with two dogs. Two dogs, Steve? You want mustard?
Yeah.
L.A. Kings Saturday and the over in the Hawks-Bruins game on Sunday. Jim from San Diego likes both favorites today. Joe likes OU on the money line, and he says in the Florida Derby, the million-dollar Florida Derby, he says the two favorites are going to be tough, but don't be afraid to hop on Roman's horse. Take it to the edge. He's a Kentucky bred. I guess he had a good first-time win or broke his maning somehow. Vasco says Syracuse and 9.5 is intriguing to him. I personally don't care, but I'm going to go out right now to Jonathan from San Antonio. He was our small school guy for a while, but now he's playing with the big boys. What are you thinking there, Jonathan?
Yeah, how you doing, man? I had a rough week last week, man. I missed my MAC team.
Oh, yeah, Miami of Ohio season's done. They're playing golf.
I know.
You know what, Jonathan?
I think Ithaca might be done as well.
Jonathan, Tom Vasco is like that with football. He really does really well with those games, but come bowling season, only one of them makes it, you know?
Yeah, and my bowling season wasn't that great this year either.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a regular season, but I am ready for baseball season, I'll tell you that.
All right.
Yeah, me too.
I can do some baseball betting, but on the Final Four, I am going to go on one game. Very strongly, and I think I'm going to take Syracuse plus 9.5. They match up really well because the only way to beat a zone or the most effective way to beat a zone is to be effective at shooting three-pointers, and North Carolina throughout the year has not been. So if they can hold, if they're going to miss their open three-point shots, they're going to be able to see against that zone, they're not going to be able to win by 9.5. Now, I think I'm going to say the clock strikes 12 on Syracuse and they don't win, but I think they're going to give them a lot closer of a game than people are looking for. I would hold off, though. The line's projected to go up, so if you're going to be on the game, you're thinking about betting Syracuse, I would kind of wait and see if they can go up any points before the game. You might be able to get 10 or 10.5. But
Tommy?
Right now, we got a 9.5. So.
They've played twice this year already. Who won those games? I don't have it in front of me.
I know that North Carolina won 84-73 at Syracuse, and I'm assuming they won. I'm assuming they also took care of business at home. If you look at the neutral site, both teams have a really good record neutral site. I think North Carolina is 11-0. Syracuse is 7-2 on the neutral site. And the other thing is too, yeah, North Carolina's kind of breezed past a lot of these games. But I think it's really tough to bet against a team that's playing with house money. I mean, Syracuse should not, you know, I think they know that they shouldn't really be there. They're there, though, so I think they're playing with house money. Their expectation was not a Final Four this year. But now that they're here, I think it's anything could happen at that point. So,
yeah, if you heard my comment earlier, UConn, you know, that's what happened with UConn. They just kept showing up. They just kept showing up.
Yep.
They just kept showing up. I think
yep.
they beat North Carolina that year, too.
Yeah, we watched that game.
Yeah, I remember being somewhere. Hey, real quick on MLB, you mentioned Major League Baseball. Really excited. We're actually going to the media party Monday for opening day here at Petco. What do you think if you had to pick a dog for an outside shot? I've got in front of me the World Series 2016 odds to win. What do you think?
Winning the World Series?
Yeah. Thinking outside the box. You got anybody?
Man. So, I mean, everybody, I think everybody's on love the Cubs. And if you look at it, like, I like the Cubs, too. I mean, they have everything to win. But it's really tough to put my money on a team that hasn't won in so long.
Thank you.
Always seems to go wrong.
Hey, what's that big interstate from San Antonio to Dallas? I forget the number of it.
10?
Is it 10?
10? Well, no, 10 is 10 runs east and west.
All right, we'll get on the 10, get it up to about 75, just crack the window and stick $100 and let it get sucked out the window. That, to me, is a better option than betting the Cubs.
That's the thing. I mean, everybody's like on the Cubs, and it would be great to see them win. But if I had to put money, I think the Giants. The Giants have this weird, you know, win, miss the playoffs kind of philosophy. I don't understand it. They got, you know, Cueto. They got Hunter Pence healthy, I think. I don't know if it's an outside shot either. If you look at their over-under win totals, I mean, I think they have the highest over-under number.
Well, they're down to 9-1, but I think, Tommy, you called them out double digits a few weeks back.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean,
they were higher than 9. I remember that.
If you could throw three Cy Young winners out there every, you know, 5 games, you have a good chance to win.
Yeah. And it's not like, you know, that division is going to rock people, you know, so you're going to get in.
And, I mean, if I have to be a homer, I'm not going to lie, it's still Orioles. I'm a big Orioles fan, so.
Yeah, I think see my Cubs description if you're going to bet the Orioles.
It was funny because a couple years ago I actually did put a 300 down for the Orioles to win before the season started. If they would have won, I would have won like 120,000 or something. and they got to that was when two years ago.
They got the wild card.
The Giants won it. They got to the American Division championship.
Right.
So they were a series away from the World Series. Man, I was buying my nails, and then they got split.
Well, yeah, good. Then you could always bet off then, you know.
I put this out a few weeks ago as well when we were talking about the futures. The Kansas City Royals are 13-1. Yeah. They've been in two straight World Series. They won last year, and they didn't really lose anybody besides Johnny Cueto, who actually went 2-6 for him down the stretch. So, and he lost his playoff start, his World Series start. So I 13-1 on the champs, that might be worth a couple $100.
Yeah, I just feel like if you look at the Royals, their pitching staff, their five pitchers that they're going to be throwing out, it's very underwhelming. And they really haven't done well. They've just been able to hit behind their pitching. You know what I mean? They're,
and
one
play
of the
defense.
Guys, 4.1 ERA, but he still won.
Yeah, you know what? If I got a 4.1 ERA and my team averages 5.7 behind me, I'm going to do okay.
Hey, you guys should let me throw one in here.
All right, Jonathan, we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, just by the way, about these future bets, just in January, Syracuse was 1,000-1 to win it all. There's some guy in Vegas who put $100 on the orange. That'll be a $100,000 ticket for him. But anyway, anything can happen in Major League Baseball. I mean, the 162 game seasons. Cubs are 5-1. The Giants are going off 9-1. Toronto at 10-1. This is all to win the World Series. Washington Nationals, another good team to look at, 12-1. The Mets 10-1. But hey, it's opening day weekend. We've got three games.
No, nobody's
tomorrow.
Out of it. Nobody's out of it yet.
And I got two winners for tomorrow.
All right, we'll talk about right now. I want to get out to Marvin in Las Vegas. Marvin, I know you had a good week. When's that World Series of Poker start off for you?
It starts up the last weekend of May for me is orientation, and then the actual first week will be that following weekend.
Yeah, we can't really hear you, so speak it up a little bit. I heard the last part of May, so we'll definitely be catching you on the boob tube if we could see you. That'd be great.
It starts up for me the last weekend of May.
There you go.
The orientation, and then the following week is actually when it actually kicks off. With
there you go.
Actually,
and not this year, but I think next year we're going to get Tommy. We'll sponsor Tommy, the Sports Betting Weekly entry.
I'm going to sponsor myself this year, I think, for the main event.
Good luck, Tommy.
All right, so talk to us. You got some NBA stuff you want to talk?
Yeah, I got some NBA stuff, man, but I want to start off by saying, man, how is OU a 2-point dog against Villanova? I think OU's winning this whole thing, man.
There you go.
You and me, Marvin.
You got to wait in line on this show.
You say what?
You got to wait in line behind Tommy on this show. He's been saying that for 3 weeks.
I think Buddy Hield is the best player in college basketball, and I really think they're going to probably just run over Villanova. And I think it's going to be – I'm going to lay the 10. I don't do college, but I'm going to lay the 10 today with North Carolina. I know everybody likes Syracuse. I'm going to lay the 10 with North Carolina, and I'm going OU money line, starting off with the college B.
There you go.
And moving on to the NBA, we got Toronto Raptors today at the San Antonio Spurs. The Spurs are the only team that's undefeated in the NBA thanks to the Boston Celtics knocking off the Golden State Warriors at home. Spurs is the only one undefeated at home. Spurs are -9. I think I'll take the Toronto Raptors on the +9 with their guard play with Toronto.
Now, when is that tomorrow. Game?
Today?
How come when I printed the basketball lines this morning, it only had the Indiana and Philadelphia game?
NBA?
Yeah.
NBA is all day today, man.
Yeah, I'll have to reassess. I might have been too early. The Costa Rican
NBA,
guys were still sleeping in when I
Toronto versus the Spurs. They got a few games. They got Miami and Portland. But I like Toronto +9 today. You know, they're still doing it. Even though the Final Four is going on, I know you guys are all into that, but the NBA is still going on.
Hey, a winner is a winner is a winner. It wouldn't be the first time that I sat and watched a Watch Every Game movie with Vicky and had money on my phone watching a game.
If you
ESPN.
Gave me a dog race at Flagler, I would bet on it. If I thought there was a score.
Yeah, I do like Toronto +9. I know the Spurs are at home. I think it's going to be a pretty good game. Tomorrow, I like the Houston Rockets. I got this line predicted at +5.5. Versus Oklahoma City, it's going to be a playoff-type atmosphere. Oklahoma City is playing really, really well. I got the Oklahoma City coming to Houston -5.5, but I like Houston +5.5 to keep it close. I think Oklahoma City does win the game, but I think Houston gets the cover. And the Blazers tomorrow, or actually Sunday, I'm talking about the Sunday games now. The Blazers +13 at Golden State. I think Golden State still can have a hangover from Friday night, and I think the Blazers +13. But the Cleveland Cavaliers are -8 is what I got, versus Charlotte at home. Guys, I got to take the Cavs right now, -8. I know Charlotte's playing really well right now. LeBron James is playing well. Almost had another triple-double last night against Atlanta, the overtime victory against the Hawks on the road. The Cavs are really starting to turn it up and now they're going into playoff mode.
Yeah, they got it because they're right around the corner.
You know how I feel about Cleveland.
They're up and down, man. They're just crazy sometimes. I don't understand them. But anyway, I'll take the Cavs -8.
All right, hold on, Marvin. When we come back, we're going to finish up with Marvin in Las Vegas, and we got Mo hanging around to talk some NCAA at Sports Betting Weekly.
Do you want
to
win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6betsagame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6betsagame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6betsagame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6betsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
At ChampionshipFootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a Denver Broncos fan or a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide Nation. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a Baltimore Ravens backer. Know a member of the Ole Miss Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who is a New England Patriots fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, we're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. We got Johnny D and Tommy in house. We got Marvin from Las Vegas. We're going to get Mo on the line as well. We got three more shows after this one for our summer break, and I will definitely be working hard. Me and Maggie are going to be banging the lines, the phone lines. Got to get Charlie Sheen on this show for the football season. No ifs, ands, or buts. So if anybody out there knows a stripper that knows Charlie Sheen, tell them to give us a call. You can call 858-202-0034. Ask for Steve or Second Half Chaz. So, hey, Mo, are you on the line?
You said Mo?
Mo, we're going to get Mo on the line, and we're going to finish up with Marvin, then we're going to slide over to Mo, and then we're going to finish talking. So, Mo, we're going to finish up with Marvin, and then we'll get some ideas from you. So, Marvin, you were telling us you liked tomorrow the Blazers in Cleveland.
Yeah, I like the Blazers tomorrow, like the Cavs, and I think Boston has a shot in the arm after taking that game. They're really.
So when did they? Was that last night?
What's that?
When did Boston beat Golden State at Golden State?
Last night.
Boston took them down. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah. I was watcheverygame.com movie and with Vicky, so I didn't catch that one.
Yeah, I think Boston goes to the Lakers Sunday, and I think they get the. I got it at 8, but I think they get that as well. Boston, they got to be feeling good about themselves, given Golden State their first and only loss at home.
No, yeah, exactly. No doubt you can drop off from that level. You can't put that, if you could pick that level up every week, you'd be that good.
Yeah, Boston, the team has kind of been up and down. I mean, Isaiah Thomas, you saw Michael Cosmo, what he does basically night in and night out. He'll have a terrible game, and second half he comes out and plays well. I mean, I stayed away from that game. It was at -12, but I was like, I don't like Isaiah Thomas. This guy is Jekyll and Hyde, so I really stayed away from it. But I wasn't surprised to see Boston to take him down. I probably would have took Boston on the cover. I mean, Boston's playing well. I mean, Brad Stevens has done a marvelous job since he's taken over. They've gradually gotten better every year. Now I think they're in the fourth spot.
Hey, what was the what would have been the money line payoff on that bet last night?
What's that?
What would have been a money line on Boston at Golden State?
I'm thinking it probably would have been a 3-4-1 with the -12. If you took them on the money line, you probably would have got 3-4-1 on that.
Gotta love
That's
it.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys.
Hey, Mo. Well, it looks like we might have lost Mo, but we'll get him back on the line and we'll pick him up. So, Johnny, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking, hey, welcome to Major League Baseball. Opening day tomorrow. There are three big games, and I love baseball. It's a lot of fun. We've got the All-Star game in San Diego this year, too. Anyway, we're talking about future odds on teams. One I'd like to tell everybody to take a look at. Toronto Blue Jays are going off at 10-1. And on the break, we were talking about Syracuse in January. They were 1,000-1 to win the NCAA tournament. One guy in Vegas has a ticket, $100. Anyway, three games tomorrow. St. Louis playing the Pittsburgh Pirates. The New York Mets are playing at Kansas City Royals. The Royals are starting Edison Volquez. I'm not a fan of him, but I know they're the World Series chance. But I like the New York Mets on the run line, -1.5, +150. And here's one more for tomorrow, Toronto Blue Jays. This team will win 100 games this year. They're playing Tampa Bay. Another run line, -1.5 runs, +160. So you could even do a parlay on the Blue Jays and the Mets tomorrow, opening day, Major League Baseball.
Yeah, you know what? If you're gonna have run line victories, Tommy, early in the season, you can see sometimes offenses sputter, and other offenses just look like it's spring training ball, 13-9. You know,
well, especially in the cold weather cities. They say today in New York it's going to be in the 20s. I don't know. Are the Mets home tomorrow?
Mets are in Kansas City.
Okay. Well, it could be cold there, too, as well.
And
it could be a tornado, for God's sake.
Yeah, the Blue Jays are playing in Tampa.
But when anybody that's ever played baseball in their lives knows, when you get jammed when it's 35 degrees,
it hurts.
It feels like you got stung by about 100 bees
it
in your
hurts.
Hands. And pitching is pretty good. They know how to jam you in the big leagues.
Yeah, so the thing that I'm thinking about right now is I want to cover some of these NCAA props for the Final Four. But, you know, I'm looking at this Gulfstream and those two horses, and I know we've had both of those, Mohamed and Nyquist, and they really are. They're very good horses. But this other race here, you know, when you got a race with you got two AEs also eligible, so it's 14. So there's going to be 12 probably going. They got the favorite is 3-1. The second choice is 5-1, then 6-1. That's the kind of race where you can get some value.
So I may
be paying for a onecarddrf.com. That's not a sponsor, but we'll work on that. So let's see. We got basketball NCAA props. I'm going to look at winning team margin of victory. North Carolina wins by more than 10 points. -110, wins by 6-10 points, +320, wins by 1-5 points, +392. So for our Syracuse people, you can get some value there because you got +4-1, basically. Let's see what else. The first half, leading in halftime, win the game, combined final score, odd or even. Will the game go into overtime? Oklahoma, Villanova. -1667. If you say no, if you say yes, you get 6-1 for your money.
Ooh.
That wouldn't be a bad, as Mo would like to call it, the WTF bets that we make when we're winning. I made quite a few of those last weekend. All right, Oklahoma win by more than 10 points, +560. 6-10 plus 520. Oklahoma to win by 1-5, 358. Those are some, for those people that are like, I've got a lot of OU on my sheet here when I write down the notes. I got Hector, Tommy, who else was it that liked OU? Marvin. So, you know, those are options. What else? That odd even final score thing. Never bet one of those.
No,
that's
goofy.
One of those, Johnny?
Nah.
No, once in a while I do a coin toss Super Bowl.
Hey, I got a nephew. My godson sings the national anthem. He's a senior in high school. Does a real good job. I told him, a few years from now, we're going to make some money. We're going to fix the national anthem. He just got to get it. If he gets a couple gigs on Broadway, he'll be good.
So what happened in the Super Bowl? Did Gaga go over?
Some paid, some didn't.
You know,
it was
crazy.
A controversy. All right, so where are we at? We've got a little bit of stuff to cover. I think I got everybody. Remember, if you don't get in or you listen to the podcast, which will be up here in a heartbeat, go out to our Twitter account, at SB Weekly, post your picks. Remember, you're posting opinions until they're winners. And then also Sports Betting Weekly is our Facebook page. We're going to really be pumping that as we take our summer break. I'm really looking forward to these last three shows. More importantly, I'm looking forward to back-to-back Kentucky Derby trifecta caches, which will be, for me, in a long, illustrious career of tearing up tickets on Derby Day, will be a very special thing. Johnny?
Can't wait for the Derby. We've gone, 15 years in a row?
At least.
And we celebrate Tommy's birthday, too. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Anytime you guys ever want to talk about the Lingerie Football League, I mean, this is a real league. It's actually called Legends Football League now. Get ready. These ladies in the league are really blowing up. They have plans to go big time, network television, just the 101 real fast. They have 8 teams, 2 leagues, east and west. They play in a 50-yard field, 14 active players on each team. The offense has 7 players, a quarterback, 2 running backs, 1 down line woman, 3 wide receivers. I'm not sure what kind of plays they run. I don't know if they're ready for the spider Y2K banana play John Gruden came up. But I bet they're pretty good at the naked bootleg.
I have seen...
That was a long setup, Mr. Dillon.
I have seen some of the JPEGs online of some of the tackles that have been made in the Lingerie League, and they barely are holding on to whatever they could to get those tackles in. You know?
I just got a tweet coming in. Yeah, the first game is next Saturday, April 9th. Austin Acoustic are playing Seattle Mist. What a great name for ladies.
Irish Mist is one of my favorite liqueurs.
Anyway, we'll talk more about them later in the season, but just a little information.
Go, I'm going to get through some of these sheets, Tommy. You have no problem with Hillary Clinton run the country for 4 years at minus 280.
I don't want to get into politics.
You got an opinion on the over? I think that over 99 in the Jacksonville Sharks at LA Kiss game is a no-brainer.
Go to a Gamblers Anonymous meeting.
Hey, you can go to sportsbettingweekly.com, and the phone number is right on the page. We've got some basketball. Marvin gave out some winners. Wes gave out some hockey winners. Of course, we got the Final Four. You know what? If I was looking at it, I really do. I like the over in that first game, and I could see that under in the second game that Johnny likes. I may throw something in later today, but I'll tweet it out if I do. I'm leaning towards the spiral stakes rather than than focusing on the Florida Derby. But I will probably watch them because we're getting close to the time now where, again, there's only one more really weekend, maybe two, the 16th, I think, a couple of those races. Because then you got 3 weeks off.
You have 35 days to the Derby.
Yeah, but if you run on the 16th, those last couple of races, you only got 3 weeks off. That's not a lot of turnaround time.
Nope.
That's not a lot of turnaround time to run something you've never run before. Remember, they're asking these babies to do something they ain't never done before, and that's always hard.
Well, most of them are going to have 3 prep races this year before the Derby. Some of them only going to have 2.
Don't forget, if you get a chance, what do we got coming up? What's the next big? Well, Father's Day's in June, so I guess you could talk about that. But go to championshipfootballs.com. You can find footballs for championship teams. It's not a pretty good season, footballs.com. It's not, hey, you gave it a hell of an effort, footballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. Promo code radio. Radio saves you $50. We also got they've got a Facebook promo code. If you go on Facebook, type in Facebook, you save 20%. So, And then Johnny D, one more time. What do you think?
I just want to throw out my my picks. I think I'm the only guy on the show, but Villanova shoots lights out. 15th in the country in D. I like Villanova laying the two, and North Carolina under 147.
Tommy?
Baseball, Blue Jays and Mets.
Tommy?
Just take Oklahoma and go to the bank.
Sports Betting Weekly.